This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Celtics, Knicks, game 6 tonight, 8 o'clock tip. And you can talk about that and the importance of it for the Boston Celtics all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We have, they said it coming up in about 20 minutes, news with Courtney at 7:45. We are going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. We had it, Curtis, I'm interested in your POV on this because you're not sadly not with us here, but Wiggy and I had a discussion with some listeners yesterday afternoon about emergency top five current best Hill Noters. And I know Angry Principal Dave is not one of your favorites, Curtis, but I believe that Shime Song Guy has vaulted himself to the top with only one Hill Note. Am I correct about that?
With that production quality yesterday, he might be number one.
I would still go with the Jackson guy.
Wiggy, yeah. I agree.
Jackson Life Hack guy is still better.
But I do like Courtney's BFF.
But that same guy, Shime says. So the
same
the
guy
Jackson,
as what?
As the Jackson guy.
No, you didn't say that. Really?
Shime said that, or Jackson may have told me. It's the same guy.
All right. Did you tell her that, Jackson?
Yes, I did. Yep.
How do you know it's the same guy?
Because when I roll them in, it says the name of the person and where they're from.
Oh.
And it's the same thing.
Okay.
Okay, so then he gets two spots.
Right.
Because he does
a star.
He does an impersonation of Jackson, which is spectacular. And then he does the Courtney BFF. Is it a guy or a girl?
Guy.
That he does that. Like, it's... I love the Hill Note. Like we should do the, excuse me, the air
it's
quality.
It's always at
here.
Seven. Do you notice?
Yeah, it's the air quality here, Curtis. You
the
know,
air quality
it's
here.
The air quality around you.
I think you mean like the humidity
like,
or
your air to define your air quality in a visual.
Yeah.
It's like Spicoli getting out of the van in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Maybe it is humidity that makes my mouth dry.
The humility.
It's not the humility.
Or the AC overnight.
That could be
it. Yeah, that's probably
that could be it.
Yep.
I'm not a big AC person. You're right about that, Courtney.
Well,
could be
I mean, you survived the week without being incarcerated here
nope.
in Bermuda. So
we haven't left yet.
And I was, my wife and I, we was out in the city last night on Front Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, Fronts. We should have been there all week. It was popping. They had a DJ.
Where'd you go?
We went to, what's the name of that spot?
Front Porch?
What's it called?
The front,
front yard. Front yard. Oh. We went to front yard.
They had That's a good spot.
They had a DJ. Was right there.
Yeah.
Man, it was a vibe over there last night.
That's Hamilton. That's where you.
Yeah,
went.
Yeah. Downtown Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Front, but I guess it's called Front Street,
that's
right?
That's the capital.
Yeah. Man, it was a nice vibe in Hamilton. Yeah.
Okay. Are you coming back? You and the missus.
Yeah, they're doing a carnival next month. Which is, I always wanted to do one of those. We've always wanted to go to one of those. And then there's another thing in July they told us to come back to the cricket He's like a cricket match that they said this shuts the island down. It turns into a massive, massive, massive great time. Mm. So, for sure. An hour and 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Man, you can't beat that.
I mean, it's Courtney and I were talking about it. We have the luxury of going all over New England on this show and
right.
visiting the Cape and visiting Rhode Island for road shows. And you don't seem to really enjoy yourself when we go to places, but you love this place.
Oh, hands down. If it wasn't for the Greg Hill Show, I would have never even thought about coming to this place.
To Bermuda.
Yeah, because I was like a lot of people who, you know, they think, oh, go to the Caribbean, go to the Bahamas, go to Jamaica. And it's like, all right. And I would have never even thought about it. I'm like, and now being here, I'm like, hands down, I would come here before. A, there's no traffic like those places. Like, when you go to some of those places, mm-hmm. the people are mad friendly. Mm-hmm. The beaches, all that, you want that. That's what I love more than anything. So, man, I'll be here all the time.
It's actually wild for Courtney and Greg. Like, if we leave Southie and fly to Bermuda, it's probably quicker than driving to P-Town in the summer.
Definitely.
100%.
Definitely.
100%.
Which is
like,
wild.
It's an hour and 35 minutes on the plane, and it'll take you an hour and 45 to get to the Bourne Bridge from Boston.
I'm saying including the cab to the airport, going through security, like the whole thing, it's quicker. It's wild.
This is the shortest road show that we have.
Not really.
Because everywhere we go is a two-hour drive. You go to Springfield, it's 2 hours. It's a two-hour drive to Springfield.
Well, especially when we're driving there,
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, we have leads left, including one from Wiggy. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, so Courtney, I think I might have some great news for you because we know about the Celtics and them winning this series, but our focus is on next year, right, and what they're going to do. So I think I might have some great news for you, Courtney. You might lose some pieces that we fall in love with, but it's your way to keep Jaylen Brown. So next year, if you cut the salary of Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, and Derek White, that is $90 million that you're able to cut off the books. So you're going to be at 227 payroll. That's going to knock you down to whatever that is, 138, somewhere in that range. You'll be able to save your money. And here's what you could potentially do moving forward. So your team might not be very good because let's say it is Jaylen Brown and next year Pete Pritch is only $7 million on the book, so you keep him around. Then what happens is he's out. Then when Tatum comes back, what you then can do is you'll have a big pick. You won't be able to trade because you won't have the salaries to trade, but what you will have is potential free agents that will be available, like a guy like Paolo Banchero, who's down in Orlando, who will be a free agent that summer of 2026, I believe. And now he'll say to himself, do I link up and play with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and get my max contract there? So you have Max and Tatum, you have Max and Brown, and then you have Max and your new superstar who is somebody who is a free agent going, you know what, I don't want to stay around here. I'm not going to say that. I believe Luka Doncic has a player option. I'm just using guys like that that have player options that they can bow out, become free agents. So you'd have to lose all those guys next year. But that could be the way to keep the two Jays together, bring in a free agent, and still have potentially a lottery pick, which could potentially be three studs and a young stud coming up, because you probably won't be very good next year with just Jaylen Brown and Pete Pritch and then whatever team you put around those guys. But that's your way to kind of keep JB around and still start your new dynasty when Tatum's ready to come back the following season.
And just remind me, because you've gone back and forth on this a little bit here or there the last few days, if this team somehow is able to get to the finals and maybe even win the finals without Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Nothing changes in your mind from the ownership's perspective on keeping both of the Jays.
No, they would keep the Jays in that way, and they would just move on from everybody else. Because you win a chip,
Wiggy, you said when this happened that there's no way that means anything other than they intend to split up the Jays.
No, no, no. I said there's ways that you can go. There's two avenues you can go. Do you move on from Jaylen Brown, which is probably going to get you more than those three plays, Porzingis, Drew Holiday, and Derek White. It's going to get you more than that, right?
But Curtis is right. When Wick was on this show and then somewhat shockingly said to everybody, we're going to have to deal with apron issues.
Right.
I think everybody thought that that meant that one of the, and this is before the injury.
Right.
That one of the two of them was going to have to be gone.
No, the apron issues, I think, because next year in itself, Holiday's making $32 million, Porzingis is making $30 million, and Derek White is making $28 million. So part of those apron issues of those three guys right there, if you have two max guys and Tatum and Brown making, you know, 50-plus million, you could probably deal with that blow. But when you have those two guys making 50-plus million and those other guys making, you know, over 30 million or damn near close to 30 million, that's where the issue becomes. Yeah. So you have to figure out which money is worth getting rid of. And I do agree with Curtis. Jaylen Brown brings you more. But if you want to keep the two Jays together, there's a way to do it.
I think just the team is a little bit looser right now, and I don't know, it's not anybody's fault per se, but if they win this series, coming on the heels of the NBA Finals MVP and Conference Final MVP performances from Brown, it sets up a pretty interesting conversation for the offseason.
Yeah, and when you say looser, I think, you know, it's human nature. If you can rely on somebody like Jason Tatum,
yep,
who wants to be relied on, is a top, whatever, you want to give him top five, you want mm-hmm. to give him top eight, whatever, in the NBA talent,
yep,
and you're used to relying on him when he's not there, then it's on you. It's on you to up your game, and that's what this has created,
right.
I think, in
right.
his absence.
Right.
Which, you know, these guys didn't necessarily get the opportunity to be the guys. And I don't, you know, I know
you always say that, though, but you're wrong for saying that.
Okay.
Because Pete Prince was the sixth man of the year.
I understand that.
So he got the opportunity. Derek White had a tremendous season this year. He got the opportunity.
Curtis, am I wrong about that? I mean,
I don't think you're wrong about that.
Okay.
I think what this does is, it provides an opportunity to evaluate the roster in a different way, not something that anybody would have chosen, but you have to take something like this and use it as a way to see what the team will look like going forward, because you're going to be forced to see it without Jason Tatum for at least another season.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it, brother.
Rob Gronkowski says that maybe, like many of you, he is getting sick of all of the discourse around Bill Belichick and Jordan. And Rob Gronkowski spoke at the YouTube Brandcast on the red carpet this week. And he said that he knows how Bill Belichick can make this all go away and make the critics shut up. And Rob Gronkowski said, and I quote, "Bill has to produce, and I'm going to be tuning in, and I want to see him win some games. Because if he wins some games, he will shut everyone up. And that would be fun to see." That's what Rob Gronkowski said.
I believe it.
You think it goes away if he just wins some football games?
Yeah. I mean, if he wins it, North Carolina is like, if you know, they're a top 25 yeah. team, and they're a team that yeah. has the potential to make the playoffs, it all goes away.
Who cares? Who cares about his girlfriend if he's winning?
But right. it doesn't change the fact that most of America considers him to be a doddering old sucker who has been transfixed by a 24-year-old.
I think it completely changes the narrative. I think that nobody will be talking about Jordan. If he starts winning games and Bill looks like, you know, the Bill that we know and love, then nobody's going to think twice about the fact that he's dating a 24-year-old.
They'll say all those things about him that you just said, but they'll go, hey, But he still can coach.
Yep.
That's the thing. They might say all those things about Bill and him dating a 24-year-old, however old she is, and all that narrative. But they'll say, wow, that Belichick man, he can really coach. Who gives a damn that he's dating a 24-year-old? They'll start looking around at the older coaches that are in the, coaching and saying, hey, maybe you need a 24-year-old.
Right.
Because look,
like Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, get you a 24-year-old. But I agree with Rob, and that's why I am so excited and fascinated to watch Bill this year, because if he's able to win, it goes away. But if he loses, turn the level up to 500, because people are going to be coming for the whole. They will then be blaming the Jordan-Bill relationship.
I think the fact, the missed part of this is that everything Bill stood for here was to not create distractions that made your job more difficult. And what Gronk just described is the opposite of that. Belichick has to succeed to quiet the noise regarding his off-field behavior. And that in and of itself encapsulates just how fraudulent who he is and who he demanded his players to be. That's just my perspective.
Yeah. Well, and that's probably how Gronk felt when Bill was complaining to him about social media or being out and about. And he was probably like, I prove it on the field, so don't say anything.
Yeah, but that's
be happy, be free.
But that's what we do. I do it with my kids. Hey, don't do that. But you do it. Yeah, that's me. You don't do that. But that's kind of what coaches are. I don't want you to. Now Bill is in a new world of living. This is how he used to tell us to do things. And we looked at it like, really, Bill? But now he's kind of how Jordan opened his eyes and she's his muse. And now he's I bet he's telling his kids over there now, like, hey, you know what? Enjoy your love life.
Yeah, I would also say one other part of this, it's not new. Bill demanded his players take less while he demanded to be the highest paid in the profession. So, anyway.
Yeah. All right, those are our leads, and coming up, we'll get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. We have game 6 tonight at MSG against the Knicks. Tip is at 8 p.m. Injury report is just Jason Tatum. The NBA playoff game last night, the Nuggets tie the series up with the Thunder in game 6, so they're headed to a game 7 in Oklahoma City. The Red Sox back in action tonight at Fenway, taking on the Braves at 7:10 first pitch, with Garrett Crochet taking the mound opposing Chris Sale. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Jets keep their series alive with the Stars. Dallas leads that series 3-2, and now Carolina wins their series with Washington in 5 games. As for the PGA Championship, Johnny Vegas leads the way after day 1 at 7-under. Ryan Gerard is the top American on the leaderboard at 5-under after day 1. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Grilling season is in full swing with boneless chicken now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Pick up value pack all-natural Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $2.47 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney. Well, right now in Bermuda, 73 degrees, cloudy, very bad air quality. So maybe get a gas mask.
We'll get Coach of Water.
Yeah, it could be like Courtney said, the humidity or the air conditioning. I tend to get the dry mouth in hot places.
It's the AC. Right. I've had a runny nose from it. Yeah.
It could be.
It could be the dancing. I don't know. 65 degrees, mostly cloudy, afternoon high of 80.
Curtis, I know you like when things get spicy. And so, speaking of Bill Belichick, the rumor is, and it's a very good rumor, that there is a Housewives type reality show coming to Nantucket. And Bill's apparently on hearing Bill's daughter-in-law has signed up and will be a part of it.
Really?
How are you just telling me this right now?
You may get some spice in there when it comes to the details on the relationship.
Wow. Damn, between that and the Real Housewives of Rhode Island coming, Patrick Pass's wife is going to be on that. Okay. Like, that's going to be good reality TV.
Who's the influencer that you and Lindsay love, the Batchelder?
Oh, Hallie.
She's a part. Apparently, she's a part of it.
Wow.
So it's could get interesting there, Curtis.
Wow.
All right, we will be right back with They Said It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Next. Must win tonight for the Boston Celtics, and you can talk about that with Jones and Keefe when they get in here at 10, and you can listen to that talk on the radio, or you can stream it at weei.com, or you can tune in and watch Jones and Keefe. They watch this show, watch the WEEI afternoon show on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and go see them in Portsmouth, tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, if you're in the market for a diamond, because not only will they sell you one, but very importantly, they will teach you about diamonds. We are one more day here in Bermuda. It's been an unbelievable week, great weather, and a lot of fun. We are back in the city for Monday's show, and then Tuesday it is the match at Granite Links at noon, and Thursday we head to the Cape for roadshow number 2 of this fourth roadshow season, and we will see you all at the Trading Post on Thursday night for pregame next week, and then Friday at the Lobster Trap for what should be a great start to the long Memorial Day weekend. So
full-blown roadshow season now. We had our first in Springfield, which was awesome, and then we took a little bit of a hiatus for 2 weeks, and now we're full steam ahead.
We're on tour. We go straight through the early part of July and wrap it all up on Lake Winnie at the Dive.
The best part of the year, because you're getting ready for the summer. The end, like, September's beautiful, but you're just dreading the, you know, the end of it. Now it's like, it's gonna, from here on out, 8 o'clock sunsets, beautiful days, get to meet the listeners, go to a new city every week. It should be fun.
Yeah, and you said 80 today, Curtis.
Yeah,
right?
It's gonna be. I heard some bad news about the summer that I don't want to reveal right now. But
oh no,
what, is it gonna be rainy all summer?
Kind of a cool rainy summer, according to some prognostications.
Stop.
That blows.
That stinks.
Where'd you get that Farmer's Almanac?
No, I actually read it on a fortune cookie, so I don't know.
All right, let's, if we could, get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city. The construction workers, the drivers, the heavy equipment operators, the true heroes who built this beautiful city. Please nominate your hero when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com, and they could win some incredible prizes. All right, Jackson, where would you like to start this morning with They Said It?
Well, the PGA Championship is going on right now, and there was a situation on the 16th hole yesterday with some muddy balls, and Scotty Scheffler had some strong opinions.
Curtis, clip that. What
happened?
Sorry. Yeah, I will clip muddy balls.
What was the situation?
Scotty Scheffler.
What was the situation with? You just said it.
I'm sorry?
You said what the situation was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so here's Scotty Scheffler talking about
it. What was the problem? What was the problem?
He had mud on his balls. Muddy balls.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you were trying to get it clean. I got it. Okay. Sorry. I'm a little slow here. Okay, here's Scotty.
Marty's just asked me about that, actually, and I kept the honor with making a double on a hole, and I think that'll probably be the first and last time I do that in my career, unless we get some kind of crazy weather conditions. But, you know, like I said, it's one of those deals where it's frustrating to hit the ball in the middle of the fairway and get mud on it and just have no idea where it's going to go. And, you know, I understand it's part of the game, but there's nothing more frustrating for a player. I mean, you spend your whole life trying to learn how to control a golf ball, and due to a rules decision, all of a sudden you now have absolutely no control over where that golf ball goes. But, you know, I don't make the rules. I just got to deal with the consequences of those rules. And, you know, I did a good job of battling back today and not letting a bad break like that, which cost me a couple shots, kind of get to me. And did a good job battling after that and posting a decent score.
I was arguing for lift clean and place, Wiggy. Right. Are you familiar with lift clean and place?
No, because I thought you could just clean your balls you wanted to.
No. You got to have the lift clean and place rule, meaning that you can do that. And,
okay.
When it comes to the majors, I believe you are not allowed to. Now, I think he accepts it.
Mm-hmm.
Went on to say that he accepted it if it's at the British Open or somewhere where you know what the course is like. But here in America, he believes that he is being penalized because of the mud on the balls.
Why do they have that rule in place? Like, if everybody can do it, why isn't it that if your ball is dirty?
Well, that's the real way to play golf, is that's what they're thinking, is they don't want guys like lifting, cleaning, and then repositioning said ball. If ball ends up with a lie that is not favoring the golfer, they want the golfer to play it and the skill to overcome it. So
yeah, but don't they let you use a golf club length if the ball is in a certain area?
No, this is not a scramble.
Oh, okay.
At a tournament.
Did we have Wiggy do play-by-play of the match?
Right. Yeah.
He knows nothing about golf and refuses to learn anything about it. Refuses.
How many days are the tournaments, Wiggs?
Isn't it usually Thursday through Sunday?
Yeah. No, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I know that.
All right. Bad. All right. What's next, Jackson?
All right, shifting over to football, Schefter talked about the Patriots, and he thinks that they are better than people are thinking.
I'm going to make a prediction to you right now. The Patriots are going to win more games this year than people realize. They're going to be a better team this year than people realize. Had a strong draft, loaded up, and Mike Vrabel, he knows how to get his team ready and compete, and that's why they made the move, and I believe the Patriots will be one of the surprise teams this year.
All right. Can you get me a deal on a hotel too, Schefter? Thanks for that, Captain Obvious. Don't we all have them above? Don't we all have them at like 10 wins?
He is such a dink.
I don't know what is he saying when he says better than expected. You're right, of course. But is he saying better than 10 wins?
No.
Is he saying autumn? Is he saying you're automatically a wild card team? You're automatically a playoff team.
Well, what does Vegas have them at?
8.5
Okay, so then he's saying over 8.5.
Right, but we all have them at like 9-10 wins. Like Vegas even thinks that they're going to potentially be close to being a playoff team. So he's not saying anything that's shot. If he would have said this last year, then maybe we'd be like, oh, okay. But they have the third easiest schedule in the NFL. We know that. We obviously know that they added an offensive lineman to protect Drake May. We know Drake May. We know the new coaching staff, Josh McDaniels, his track record. So I think our expectations I would say the majority of people would be predicting the Patriots would win 9 games.
Wiggy is so right. If Schefter had said, I'm going to go against the crowd, he would say they're going to win 4 to 6 games.
Right.
That would be the uncommon opinion. And so, like, we should do that. We should say things in a really serious voice to make it seem like what we're stating has some level of importance to it or is somehow new. But it's not. Like, everybody, literally, social media the last 24 hours has been Patriots favored in 11 games this year. They were favored in 1 last year. They're going to win 10 games. That's been the overarching opinion.
Does it surprise you that the Sharps have it at 8.5, Curtis, and it's not higher?
No, because that's more than doubling. So in order to get the over, right, you have to more than double your win total the last 2 years. So,
and I think that's a good number because I think most people would probably take the over, right? 8.5, I mean, most people. And then if you go over 8.5, 9 games, there's a really good chance, and, you know, just depending, but 9 gets you potentially a wild card spot or at least gets you in there a legitimate fighting chance. And if you get 10, then you should be a wild card team.
All right, what's next, Jackson?
Well, speaking of which, our guy Hart has a very different opinion.
Right now, I feel out of place in Patriot Nation because that schedule came out last night and everybody is optimistic. And suddenly I've realized that, and I don't know when exactly this happened, that a 4-win football team, a team that fired its coach and changed, so many players on the roster this offseason. Ted Johnson keeps a list how many games and years of experience have been sent packing.
Yep. Over 50 now.
Somehow that team is now the most overrated team in the National Football League.
I wouldn't agree. Would you?
No, I wouldn't agree with that. I don't really
most
understand.
Most overrated?
So what? They sent guys with 50
years. I guess Ted Johnson is saying that the guys that are gone,
right,
had over 50 years of experience, okay, so they have a lack
from last year's team.
Overall, the
players they've had combined, so like earmuffs, Courtney, the long snapper, and Jacoby Brissett have 10 years each. So that's 20 years gone. Who cares?
Wiggy didn't get that it was combined. He thought Ted Johnson was talking about Gino Cappelletti.
No. I knew it was combined, but
you were just surprised to hear that number.
Yeah,
but when you break it down, it's.
But I'm with Curtis. So you're valuing Jacoby Brissett and Cardona. Like
he's valuing the leadership of a locker room, like the veteran of a locker room.
The best thing that Vrabel did was get rid of leaders that had 4 wins in back-to-back years. Right. They aren't leading you in the right direction. What are we talking about?
And listen, we all love Ted, but I couldn't even tell you who our long snapper was. I mean, it was Lonnie Paxton. I mean, Lonnie, listen, great guy, but it wasn't like we were listening to what Lonnie was telling us to do. Like, Lonnie wasn't like...
He wasn't a big leader in the locker room?
No, he was a long snap. He's like kind of over there with the, you know...
And I know
pickers.
I'm a Joe Cardona homer, I guess, but with his Navy background, the Crafts definitely utilized him as a guy that they put out over and over again as like, he's a leader of this locker room. He's a leader of this locker room. It seemed like he brought the guys along to whether it was Mike Vrabel's introductory press conference or whatever. You can sigh, Curtis.
The
I'm just saying my
Patriots used
opinion.
Him because he's a great person, not because he's a great player.
Well, I'm saying a great leader. See,
but leader where? In the locker room?
Whether it was in the locker room
or in the community. I get a community. All right, so there's plenty of guys that have been great guys in the community, but leader in the locker room.
Wiggy's saying can never be a long snapper.
No, like, nobody listens.
He's a kicker.
Yeah, or even a
snapper. And a kicker can't be either.
Yeah, even a backup quarterback is not I don't care.
Was Adam Vinatieri a leader?
No, because Adam did his thing. Adam was a great player that when we asked the team asked him to do something spectacular, that's what he did. But when it came to we needed a pick-me-up in the locker room or guys look like they weren't into it or guys were being lazy in practice or whatever it is.
Who did you go to when you needed a snow angel?
He makes a great snow angel. I'll give Lonnie that. But Lonnie wasn't like, you know, rallying up the defense and saying, hey, fellas, let's
Who was the Eagles long snapper? We should sign him.
Cardona ended up in Miami. He'll be fine.
But so I would disagree when you start to say you lost that because you lost the backup in a long snap. David Andrews, okay, I can agree with you on David Andrews.
Yeah, I'm just giving I don't agree with what Ted Johnson and right. Fitzy are saying. I'm just saying that's what I was trying to make it clear to you, that it was more of a leader.
So I wonder what Andy Hart thinks then. So does he think that this team is only a 6-win team or 7-win team?
Yeah, he has to, right? If he's right, against – but, like, I don't know. Why would – sitting here today, the Patriots quarterback should be better than last year because it's his second year, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
The offensive, your head coach is your head – you can argue about the head coach, but I certainly better than Gerard Mayo.
Yes.
The offensive line, better, can't be worse. The defense, which was meh, but the strength of the team –
upgraded better. Offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Much better coordinator on offense. I mean, I don't – you have Steph Diggs as your receiver. You still have Hunter Henry. Like,
I mean, you got better everywhere. Like, everywhere on this football team,
better.
You got better. So, I just, like, I don't get – and then you add the schedule in, and then the schedule comes out, and you go, okay, they got the third easiest schedule in the NFL. Your coaching staff is better. Your quarterback should be better. Your team is better. There, I don't see how you can't look and go, okay, this team – based on what we're seeing, and I get it, it's early on paper, but when they get into games at the late games that they lost last year, I think those are games that they now win, so which automatically makes you a better football team.
All right, well, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney and to today's news. That includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and why some guys apparently are complaining about the unexpected happy ending in Florida. So we'll get to that next.
And for later in the show, we just got it finished, wrapped up. Bill Belichick wrapped up his interview with Michael Strahan. We'll get the audio for that later on.
Let's do that at 8:20 this morning, Curtis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for
Formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ragout, the parmesan. Drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
Two Boston City officials are now on unpaid leave after they were arrested yesterday after a fight at their apartment. Roommate situation.
Oh, they lived. Roommate situation meaning they're just living together or they're together as a couple?
I don't speculate, but it is okay. A domestic, so I would guess that it's a romantic situation.
Okay. And they both work for the city of Boston.
Correct. Okay. In Mayor Wu's administration. Chief of staff at the city's Office of Police Accountability, 27-year-old Marwa Kudin-Nazar, has been charged with assault and battery on a police officer and assault and battery on a household member.
Wait, she's the head of the Office of Police Accountability?
Correct.
And she's been charged with assault and battery on a police officer?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Here's Michelle Wu on Boston 25 explaining this.
Public servants are held, rightly so, to a very high standard, and I hope everyone gets the supports that they need here.
Yeah, so it happened on early Thursday morning. Police got a 911 call after 2 a.m. Saying that they could hear a woman yell, "Let me go."
Wait, can you play that one more time? This is what she says to. So the person's been charged with what? Putting assaulting a family member?
Oh, is it just a household member and a police officer?
You didn't mention the other person. Who's the other person? What's their title?
Chulan Huang, who works in Boston's Office of Economic Opportunity and Inclusion.
Okay.
All right.
So the two of them are living together.
Yes.
And who committed the assault?
She got arrested, but they're both on unpaid leave because when they showed up.
Oh, unpaid leave.
Yes.
Okay, good.
All right. Yeah.
That's good. But yeah, we can hear from Mayor Wu
again. I want to hear it one more time.
Yeah.
Public servants are held, rightly so, to a very high standard, and I hope everyone gets the supports that they need here.
Wiggy always says, like, you know, if something happens, the guy always gets in trouble or whatever. But when a police officer has arrived after hearing a woman say, "Let me go," he had bite marks and issues all over him. That's why she was.
Bite marks?
Yeah.
And she's running a department for the city of Boston?
Yeah.
Okay.
But unpaid leave.
She bit him up.
I don't understand why you're not fired for that right away.
Well, they have to do the investigation, obviously, right.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to.
All right.
Innocent till proven guilty.
Correct.
Right.
The state fire marshal has issued a warning to parents because of yet another TikTok challenge that has gone viral. This time, it's the Chromebook challenge. There have been 14 incidents in Massachusetts schools in less than a week, all due from the challenge. It involves putting an object like a paperclip or pencil lead into a laptop's charging or USB ports, causing the computer to short circuit. In the school systems, then the computer smokes, sometimes leading to fires. Here's one student, America Angong on CBS Boston.
People just do it for fun, but like at the end of the day, it just causes like you a lot of trouble. It's just like, why are you guys doing that? It's just damaging the school property, you know, like things they own.
Well, we're doing it because we saw it on TikTok.
Bingo.
It looked funny.
Yeah.
Can I just ask one more question about the last story? I'm so sorry. I get stuck. Yep. So this.
I thought you said it was Friday.
Yes,
it is. But 84,000, to be exact, $83,769.77 is what the woman made as the person in charge of the Police Accountability and Transparency Office.
I'm guessing that's a new position under this administration.
So okay. Just a question. Property taxes are up like 70%. Yeah. Is there ever a thought to say, do we need this? Removing the bite marks. Like, do we really need an entire office to hold police accountable in the city of Boston?
Well, you always need somebody to make sure there's eyes
on both
sides.
I'm sure there have been ways in which in the years ago that you could file a complaint.
Oh. Yeah, it's the oldest police department in America, I believe. And they were able to police themselves for a long time.
I'm surprised that they didn't see the bite marks and ask where the Lexus was. Where's Karen Reed?
All right. What's next?
Chris Brown has been arrested in England, Wiggy, for an alleged attack at a club in London from 2023. So Brown was charged with one count of causing bodily harm after being arrested at a Manchester hotel. Producer Abe Diowa alleges that he was hospitalized after he was beat by Brown in an unprovoked attack at the Tape nightclub in February 2023. The Sun, which is like the tabloid over in the UK, Curtis can probably tell us more about that, said that they became aware of the charges that were out for Brown, and then they became aware that he was in the UK. They alerted the police, met up with police so that they could be at the scene when he was arrested. He's been held in custody overnight. He faces a hearing this morning.
Should have never went back to the UK, huh?
Well, maybe he didn't even know that there was a warrant out for his arrest.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't sound like he's somebody who has learned a lesson about some of the errors of his ways.
I don't know. I mean, we go down this road every time, and I don't know this situation, right? So clearly there's a fight in the club.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what provoked it.
Right.
So I'm not going to jump to conclusion. As long as he's not beating up no girl.
Is there anyone you will hold accountable for their actions?
No, I do hold people accountable, okay. But I just don't jump the gun like you guys do and go, there's an allegation he must have done it.
Well, the allegation is that he hit the dude over the head with a bottle.
The allegation that there was a fight in the club.
Well, right? The producer says it was unprovoked. And
yeah, okay. You notice how something is always unprovoked.
Will this change where he ranks on the hall pass list of Mrs. Wiggins?
No.
It will not change it, no.
No, no. But women love Chris Brown. Don't let him fool you.
He's right at the top?
Yeah, he's definitely up there. Top, I think you're second. Maybe you might be 1B.
All right, we are going to take a quick break, and we will continue with the rest of the news next, including Florida not like the rest of us and why some are apparently complaining about the unexpected happy ending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.